Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus. And for today, as well as perhaps the next few days, we're going to spend some time looking at a very familiar gospel story about Jesus who demonstrates His divine power in situations of human helplessness and despair. You may be in that situation right now. You might feel, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I just want to encourage your heart that if you've made Jesus Savior and Lord of your life, He's going to make a way for you. And nothing is ever as bad as it looks. Oh, I know the natural fears that would arise in us, the work of the enemy, he magnifies them. But beloved, repeatedly, the Word of God counsels us that we are not to fear. So we're going to look at a familiar and simple story of Jesus' intervention in the life of His disciples. And I'm going to be reading a portion of Mark, the 4th chapter, verse 35 and 41. This is with Jesus in a storm. And the same day, this is chapter 4, verse 35, that I'm starting to read. And the same day when the evening was come, he, that's Jesus, saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the boat. And there were also with him other little boats. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was now full. And he, that's Jesus, was in the stern of the boat, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? There's a story of a Christian army officer at sea with his family in a great storm, and there was a terrific terror among the passengers. But this particular officer was calm, and his wife, in her consternation, chided him, saying that he ought to be concerned for her and the children, if not for himself, in such a tremendous danger. But he didn't respond to her. He made no reply. But he soon came to her with his sword drawn and with a stern countenance pointed at her heart. Well, she was not in the least alarmed, but looked up to him into his face with a smile. What? He said, Aren't you afraid of a drawn sword at your breast? And she answered, No, not when I know it's in the hands of one who loves me. Then he asked her, And would you have me be afraid of this tempest when I know it to be in the hand of my heavenly Father who loves me? Praise God. We all go through sometimes tremendous storms in our lives, and we're afraid. We feel so very vulnerable. We don't know if we're going to make it through. And yet, if you may be in a situation like that as you're listening to me, know that Jesus, through this broadcast, wants to comfort you and to impart His strength and His intervention in your life and in your situation, even as He did so many thousands of years ago for His disciples. There's a parallel passage that I'd like to share with you found in the Gospel of Matthew, and that's the 8th chapter, verses 23 through 27. And when he was entered into a boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. It's interesting in these very similar renditions that sometimes there's slight variations that give us a little another shading of meaning to this event. And let me start now with verse 25. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? What can we learn from these passages of Scripture? Well, there's two lessons I would like to suggest. First of all, even in natural catastrophes, we should be at peace since our Savior is Lord of nature. If you listen at all to current events and to the news reports, we know that in the last several years, there have been tremendous fluctuations, even in natural weather patterns. It's been extremely cold when it normally wouldn't be quite as cold, or unseasonably hot. I know just the other night I was listening to a broadcast, it went from freezing cold back east to unseasonably hot. And there are tornadoes and hurricanes and storms and disasters that seem to be occurring in ever-increasing measure. Beloved, we are in the last times. But regardless of how long we're going to be here until that last trump is sounded, we do not have to fear because our Lord and Savior is master of the storms, even the natural storms, even the fearful natural events that are occurring all over the earth, earthquakes and tsunamis. Yet, as you know, I don't know if you've heard testimonies of those terrible ones, the tsunamis that occurred just some few years ago, the believers were spared. They were saved. And so we can have that same assurance that the Lord is with us and we don't have to be afraid. So even if the storm is in the natural, or there are storms that we experience in the course of our life, whatever the battle might be, they could be circumstantial, they could be with relationships, families, loved ones, our job situations, whatever it might be. The Word of God encourages us that we need to have a calm confidence and complete faith in God. Now, when we look at this example in Scripture, verse 35, again, now I'm back in the Gospel of Mark, it says, And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. Now remember, this is at the culmination of a full day of teaching by the lake. And so Jesus took the initiative, and he decided to cross over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee with his 12 disciples. Now, in verse 36, it says, They sent away the multitude, and they took him even as he was in the boat. And so, though it's not stated, Jesus probably desired relief from the crowds and some rest. Anyone who's ministered, or if you've done some service or work for the Lord, it can be very tiring. And we are still in physical, mortal bodies, and we get tired. We said that with Jesus. Remember, he sat and rested at the well when the woman of Samaria came to draw water. And here we see he must have been absolutely exhausted. He was a young man in his early 30s, and yet there's a great expenditure of virtue and of natural energy as he ministered to the multitudes. And so he was tired. And so the disciples, they just they didn't take any preparations. They just took off in the boat. They headed to the east side, which was a less inhabited area. But even so, there were other boats carrying those who wanted to remain with Jesus. They tagged along. It says, and there were also with him other little boats. They took him even as he was. His disciples were, of course, experienced fishermen, and they took charge of the voyage. They left without any preparation, and without leaving the boat, they started forth. And what can we learn from this? Well, beloved, there are times that we may just feel physically exhausted, and here we see our Master showing us an example, the importance of rest. And again, you know, even before the law was given, the Lord instituted the Sabbath day, which was a day of rest. And so he commands us that if we don't do that, if we disobey, well, then we stand in great danger of becoming spiritually, physically, as well as emotionally exhausted. And when we're in that place of weariness, the devil is most likely to attack in a time of weakness. And so here we see the importance of getting rest. In this modern age in which we live, it's a constant pushing, pushing, pushing. How much can you get done? How many tasks can you accomplish at the same time? Multitasking. And that's not what we should be doing. We need to let the Lord lead us and get rest when it's time to get rest. Verse 37 says, and there arose a great storm. And we see that this is beginning to display some important lessons for the disciples and as well as for us as we read these scriptures. What's verse 38 says, and he was in the stern of the boat, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? Carest thou not? This is important because Jesus never rebukes a cry for help, but they, in those words, have an indictment of Jesus' love. Not just, Lord, help us, we're in a dangerous situation, but they're questioning his love just as we do at times when things get very heated and we're in the midst of a storm. Well, my time has just flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. Thank you so much for listening, and we're going to pick up tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,